98.1 Power FM, it's Dana and Dylan with you. Now, you may know someone that's had to use the Westpac Rescue Helicopter because they do amazing things in our region, and fundraising events this year have been cancelled due to COVID, but they have a virtual one coming up in October called Base to Base. And to tell us more, we have the Westpac Rescue Helicopter's Danny Ether with us right now. Morning, Danny.
Good morning, team. How are we all?
Really good. Let's jump straight in. What is Base to Base? What does it involve, and how can we get involved?
Looking at the month of October, and we said, look, it's Mental Health Month. Let's do something. Let's get people out and about, and also raise the awareness, and also raise some funds for the Westpac Rescue Helicopter. So what we're doing is we've put a bit of a challenge together where people can take the distance of, say, 42 kilometres, so that's the distance between our Belmont and Broadmeadow helicopter base and the loop, and they can either ride, run, rollerblade, scoot on a scooter, whatever it might be, and do that as a bit of a challenge, or you can go for the full rotation between all four of our helicopter bases from Belmont, Tamworth, Lismore, back to Newcastle, which is just over 1,300 kilometres.
Wow. In the month of October.
Yes, in the month of October. So it's all about setting a goal and just chipping away every day. Some people are going to probably do a kilometre a day, or they might do 100 kilometres a day, depending
on
what they want to do.
But it's, Danny, if you're going to do 1,300 kilometres, you'd have to be running a marathon every day for the month of October.
Well, maybe.
I mean, talk about setting the bar high.
I think the funny thing, someone said to me, was the end goal if they completed that, did they get a flight in a helicopter? And I said, hopefully their fitness is well enough that they don't need that at the end of the month. But, it's just a great way to get people out, and we're starting to feel the good weather come along, and it's just all sort of coming together, and it's just a nice way to get all of our community to coming together, support the chopper service. And as you said at the very beginning, it's been a bit of a challenge over the last few months. We've had to postpone many of our events and cancel them. Mm. So this is just another way for us all to come together. And what I really do like is along the way, you'll get a bit of an insight into what the actual rescue helicopter is. So there's certain milestones that you'll hit in your kilometres as you log them as a participant on your fundraising page, where you'll get a little insight with an email that'll hit your inbox. It'll be someone that's potentially that's had a flight in the helicopter. It's one of our community volunteer groups that'll be welcoming you to the community. I can tell you maybe there is a group from the Upper Hunter that will be welcoming people when they hit a certain milestone.
Brilliant.
Awesome.
And then at the very, very end, there'll be a bit of you'll be greeted by one of our air crew at the helicopter base, and you'll be given a behind-the-scenes tour.
So this is all virtual, though, right, Danny?
Absolutely, all virtual. Okay. So we're working quite hard behind the scenes. So we'd love to have everyone come and visit us, but unfortunately it's just not the way it can be done at the moment. So as everyone does, you pivot, you go virtual.
Yeah.
And our team's done a great job in building this up. So we're looking forward to kicking it off come the 1st of October.
So what's the website where people can go to sign up? Where do we go?
Head over to rescuehelicopter.com.au/events and then just click on the button there that's for the base-to-base challenge.
Danny Ether from the Westpac Rescue Helicopter, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Absolute pleasure, and I appreciate your support.